It happens, I suspect, almost every day. We want to know where something or someone is. Where's mom? Where are the car keys? Where's your baby brother? Where's the restroom? Where's Waldo? On this feast of our Lord's Epiphany, wise men, magi, astrologers, come from a distant land, perhaps Persia or Babylon, which are now modern-day Iraq and Iran, asking the king of the Jews, King Herod, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We're told that King Herod's response is less than positive. He's greatly troubled. Other translations say he's greatly disturbed, and still others perturbed. We might say he's really ticked off. Since King of the Jews was Herod's official title, the Magi's question would have been interpreted as a threat to Herod. There's a rival out there, competition, and most kings don't take kindly to competition. And Herod, for all of his power, seems to be unaware of any type of awesome astrological event. And so he calls together the Sanhedrin, which was a type of Jewish supreme court or supreme council that dealt with religious matters. And those chief priests and scribes, they interpret a passage from the book of Micah and the second book of Samuel, and they determine that the newborn king is born in Bethlehem. Herod politely sends the Magi off to Bethlehem, hoping that once he finds out where the child exactly is located, he can kill the child. The Magi, as you know, find the child, treat Jesus like royalty, offer their gifts, and leave. Mission accomplished. Thanks to a divinely inspired dream, the Magi avoid returning to Herod, and he ends up getting enraged again, outfoxed by the Magi. And as you know, from your understanding of Matthew's gospel, Herod decides to slaughter all two-year-old boys and younger who were born in the town of Bethlehem or the surrounding area. He's determined at all cost to eliminate this so-called newborn king of the Jews. An angel, we're told, quickly informs Joseph in a dream of Herod's plan, and the family escapes to Egypt, which is beyond Herod's jurisdiction. In his book entitled Hidden Christmas, Pastor Timothy Keller writes, "In every heart there is a little King Herod that wants to rule and that is threatened by anything that may compromise its omnipotence and sovereignty. Each of us," he writes, "sometimes wants the world to orbit around us and our needs and our desires. We do not want to serve God or neighbor. We want God and neighbor to serve us." He continues, "We can sometimes be very self-centered, self-righteous, self-absorbed." And so on this Feast of the Epiphany, who is king in my life? Who is king in yours? Is Jesus on the throne in our hearts? Do we sometimes use anger to manipulate, intimidate, and threaten? Herod pretended that he wanted to pay homage to Jesus. Do we really worship Jesus? Do we defer to his gospel? Do we honor him? And as Catholic Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ, who was honored and adored by the Magi, is most fully and personally present among us during the Eucharist and in the Blessed Sacrament. If we really believed that Jesus is fully present among us, divine and human,
our hearts
would have reason to throb. And yet so often so few of us return to spend some time in adoration and in prayer. Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, continues to be present among us now. Today's Epiphany takes place in this house we call St. Michael Church. We've gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, to worship, and to pay homage. If we're playing a game of thrones with Jesus, we need to stop playing games and allow him to be the Lord, the King of our lives. Now, we've come from all different directions to gather here this morning, and our communion with Jesus provides the grace we need to allow him to direct our lives this week and every day. And like the warnings that were given to the Magi and to the Holy Family, sometimes in our own lives, we need to express our love for the people we care about by warning them and protecting them from anything that could cause them physical, emotional, or spiritual harm. Being indifferent when someone we love is threatened is not a good thing. St. Paul reminds us, we've gathered as the body of Christ, members of the same body, and we live in his company now with the hope of being co-partners, co-heirs in the promise of everlasting glory. Yes, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Lord, we want to adore you as well, since in each one of us, there's a little bit of Magi seeking, finding, and adoring.